name of Jesus. Amen. My topic for today is the 10 keys to financial freedom. We're going to learn and share 10 supernatural keys that when you learn them and apply them to your life, you have financial freedom in the name of Jesus. Amen. 10 keys to financial freedom. 10 keys to financial freedom. Somebody say amen. Father, I lift those that are here today in your hands. And I'm asking Holy Spirit that you release these supernatural financial keys into their life, into their mind, into their spirit, into their environment, into their hands. In the name of Jesus. And let your anointing break. And let your anointing move. And let your anointing flow to bring a supernatural change over their life. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I need two people to say amen right now. 10 keys to financial freedom. Somebody say amen. 10 keys to financial freedom. Somebody say amen. Jesus said, I will give you the keys to the kingdom. Life goes with keys. You need keys to be able to unlock your life. There are doors surrounding everybody's life. And some of these doors are closed. And unless you have the keys to unlock, you will be behind the door. This afternoon, the Lord said to me, there are doors. And without the keys, you will not be able to go to your next level. Glory be to God. And I want to share with you these 10 keys to move you to your financial blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We magnify the Lord and we praise Him for His goodness and for His mercy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. I welcome each and every one of you with joy in my heart, and I want to say thank you for being part of the prophetic flow. Please do share to your groups, share to your network, and invite people on. Tell your friends about prophetic flow. Don't only keep it quiet. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So Lord, we bless your name and we'll give you praise. Let's go to the first one. Glory be to God. 10 keys to financial freedom, stage one. Oh, Father, we glorify you. Stage one. Stage one, dependency. Stage one is about dependency. Dependency. Who are you depending on for your financial freedom? Who are you depending on for your financial freedom? Who are you depending on for your financial freedom? Are you depending on the job for your financial freedom? Are you depending on the job for your financial freedom? Are you depending on your husband for financial freedom? Are you depending on your wife for financial freedom? Are you depending on the economy for your financial freedom? Are you depending on your children for financial freedom? What are you depending on? If you want financial freedom, you need to understand this dependency game. You see, the dependency game is where your destiny is going to get shifted and your destiny is going to get hurt or your destiny is going to get blessed. So my question again, who are you? Who is your resources and who is your source of dependency? Who are you depending on? If the economy crashes and you're dependent on the economy, you're going to be broke and you're going to be poor. Step one. If you depend on your husband and he dies, what are you going to do? And he didn't leave you anything. What are you going to do? If you depend on your wife and she dies, she's the only breadwinner in the family, and she dies, what are you going to do? If you depend on your children and the wife doesn't like you, the mother-in-law and the father-in-law, he said, honey, you're not giving no money to your father. You're not giving no money to your mother. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? If you depend on the market and the market tank or sink, what are you going to do? Dependency. I will share a secret with you. My strength my resources, my dependency is on the sovereign God. Hallelujah, amen. Yes, my source of dependency is upon Jesus, my Redeemer, my Counselor, my Friend, the one that goes before me and make all crooked paths straight. Hallelujah. Think about it. Let's go to stage 2 of financial freedom. Self-sufficiency. Are you dependable? Are you resting on yourself? Are you dependent on yourself, or you're throwing all your strength on everybody? You see, when you shake the water in the car, what happens? The water shakes. So whoever is shaking the bottle and the glass is controlling you. But if the water is in your own hands, guess what? Then you can shake it the way you like. You can gently shake the water, or you can shake it, because if you shake it too much, the water will fall and then you lose the water. But when you are depending on other people for your sufficiency, they can screw you up. They can hurt you. They can attack you. They can work against you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Self-sufficiency. Who is your sufficiency? Are you dependent on yourself, or you're dependent on everybody? Now, to be financially free, you must be self-sufficient. The little money you have, you need to manage it properly. You don't just leave it for anyone to take it. You have to count the money, check it out, control it, manage it, look inside, consider it, be wise in your spending. Be wise in your spending. Don't just spend because you think somebody is there. What happens if the person leaves you cold, halfway? Yes, self-sufficiency. Are you a self-sufficient person, or are you just a dependent person? Oh, I'm going to look for a man. I'm going to look for a man and be a gold digger. What happens if the gold finish? What happens if the gold finish? What happens if the gold finish? Then you finish also. Yes, let's go to stage 3. Stability. How stable are you? You see, a rolling stone gathers no moss. If you are an unstable person, you are sleeping here today. You are sleeping here today. You are going here. Tomorrow you are here. You are not stable. Financially, you will not make it also. You are not a stable person. You are not stable. You are just everywhere and anywhere. You dress anyhow. You talk anyhow. You behave anyhow. Today you are pink. Tomorrow you are purple. Next day you are retro. You see what I mean? You got to be stable in your behavior. Stable in your mind. Stable in your attitude. Stable in your temperament. And say to yourself, I am going to start taking record of my finances. I'm going to start taking record of my finances. I'm going to check it out. I'm not going to leave things to the whim and tail of anything. Glory be to God. Yes, be a stable person. Let us pray. Father God, we just ask you for your glory and power to go with us and give us wisdom in our mind to know why we must be stable in our attitude, in the name of Jesus. Where we are like butterflies looking for nectar on every tree, we ask you for that spirit to fall down so that we can be stable like a rock and be able to pursue our heart desire. So Father, I ask you for wisdom, knowledge and understanding. Receive the wisdom of God. Receive the knowledge of God. Receive the anointing of God to be stable. Somebody say amen right now. Somebody say amen right now. Somebody say amen right now. I need somebody to say amen right now. Father, I glorify your name and I praise you. Father, I magnify your name and exalt you, for you are worthy to be praised. 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 Father, we glorify your name and praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name, O God, and we give you praise. Yes, hallelujah. Glory be to you, O God. We give you praise. We give you praise. Let's go on. financial freedom. Financial freedom. Stage four, you must be secured in yourself. You have to have security in your mind. If you're a panic person, you're a fearful person, you doubt yourself, you're not confident in yourself, you're all over the place. Do you know what happened? You are an insecure person. An insecure person will always make a lot of mistakes. If you're an insecure person, you have no confidence in yourself, you don't believe in yourself, guess what? Money won't come to you. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Money won't come to you in the name of Jesus. Money won't come to you. Money loves a stable environment. Are you a secure person? Let me pray with somebody right now. Father God, I lift everyone that is gathered here today in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit for your power to go with them, guide them and direct them, lead them by your spirit. Lead them by your spirit. Cause their life to be stable, their mind to be stable, their spirit to be stable, their body to be stable in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I desire to be stable. Somebody say, I desire to have security. Somebody say, I desire to have security. Somebody say, I desire to have security. Me too, I want to have security in my life. I want to have my own money. I want to be able to look forward to my own money. I don't want to be depending on everybody and help and running over the whole place. That job that I'm depending on. What happens if they fire you? What happens if they fire you? What happens that your credit card depends on that job? If you're not secured in yourself to say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, and you're counting on that, you're finished. So Lord, I lift everybody that is here today in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking Holy Spirit, touch their life and result and refer them unto your presence in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you, Holy Spirit, for your power and might, your anointing to move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Glorify your name, 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 glorify your name over this person that is here today in the name of Jesus. For Lord, be his shepherd, be their shepherd in the name of Jesus, be their shepherd in the name of Jesus, be their shepherd in the name of Jesus. Go with them, oh God. Go with them, oh God, and give them security in the work of their hands. May the Lord bless the work of your hands. Somebody say amen. May the Lord bless the work of your hands. Somebody say amen. May the Lord bless the work of your hands. Somebody say amen. I need three people to say amen right now. Father, the one that is saying amen, I release his job in your hands, his source of financial resources in your hands. Whatever he's getting this money from, I release him or her in your hands in the name of Jesus. And I bless your holy name and I give you praise. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Yahweh God. You are worthy to be praised. Father, anyone here that is struggling financially, anyone here that is struggling financially, I release him or her in your hands. Anyone that is here struggling financially, I release him or her in your hands. Anyone that is here today struggling financially, doesn't have enough money, and the money come, it goes. The money come, it goes. The money does not last. I release him or her in your hands. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit for supernatural security where their hands are cursed. Sometimes your hands are cursed. So when money come, it leave you. Okay? Now somebody lift your hand up, Father. This person who is lifting up his hands, I lift my hands up. And I'm asking you, bless the work of my hands. Father, bless the work of my hands. Lord, bless the work of my hands. Lord, bless the work of my hands. Father, bless the work of my hands. Father, bless the work of my hands. Father, bless the work of my hands. Lord, bless the work of my hands. Father, bless the work of my hands. Father, bless the work of my hands. I'm saying thank you for securing the work of my hands. My job is secured. My business is secured. Yes, my finances are secured. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Let's go to stage five. Flexibility. How flexible are you? How flexible are you to say, the past is over, I'm embracing the new? Some people are so inflexible. They are not flexible at all. They don't want to change. They are set in their ways and they think that success will come. Success only come to you if you are willing to flow with the season. We are in winter in Canada. Well, ask me, I don't care whether winter or not, I'm gonna wear slippers. Your feet is gonna get cold. I like my t-shirt, so I don't care whether it's winter, I'm gonna wear t-shirt. You're gonna get cold and end up in the hospital. You must be willing to be flexible so that the season of no money, you know how to adjust yourself. The season of a lot of money, you know how to save the money. You know how to put some of the money aside. You keep on wasting the money because you said, I love to live and eat out every Sunday. No. Cut corners in the name of Jesus. Father, I place this person in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is here today that is going through financial challenge, that is going through dry season or financial nightmare, I release him or her in your hands. And I'm asking, Holy Spirit, let your glory and power, let your might, let your authority, 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 oh God, be over this person in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing for financial success, the anointing for financial success, the anointing for supernatural financial success over this person's life. Somebody say amen. I need somebody to say amen twice in the name of Jesus. Awesome God, I release this person in your hands. And I'm asking, Father God, release your glory. Release your glory over this person that is saying amen in the name of Jesus. And endow him or her with the anointing of flexibility to be able to receive a lot of money in this season and be ready for the lean season. Also say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, in the name of Jesus. Awesome God, I give you praise. Awesome God, I give you praise. Awesome God, I give you praise. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Let's go to stage 6. Yes, we're talking about financial freedom. What are the stages of going through to have money? You need to sort out your debts and eliminate. Eliminate all your debts and any mortgages that you have. Plan to pay them off. If you have any debt, car loan on your head, you got to think about, I need to remove this car loan off my head. Because every car loan you have, there's a huge interest. I gave you the car, I'm going to charge you for the cost of giving you the car and put interest on the car. If you have a mortgage, I'm going to give you the loan for the mortgage and also put in and put on it. So you see, you're losing money. You're suffering. All the money is seeping in your hands. Seeping in your hands. But today, in the name of Jesus, Father, I glorify you, O God, and I break every financial dry season and every loan and every debt. Credit cards are so corrosive. Credit cards are the most nuisance of it all. They are charging you 22%. Every month, you pay 22% of the loan divided by 12. The credit card says 22% for the whole year. So every month they are charging you. You see what I mean? So when you have a lot of credit cards in your wallet, take some and put them away. And find that credit card that gives you cash back. In the name of Jesus, start using only one credit card so they could get a lot of cash back. And then pay them off. Leave some money in your debit account and use one credit card to pay all your debts. And every day or every week or every 3 days, go back into the same credit card and put the money back. But don't go around collecting credit card as if that you are so mad. There's so many Christians with a lot of debts and they don't understand because they are just overspending, looking good. In the name of Jesus, I pray for wisdom. I pray for wisdom. I pray for supernatural wisdom for you to know how to handle your credit card. In the name of Jesus. Yes, let's go to stage 7, financial abundance. Money only come to you if you are wise in your spending. Money only come to you if you are wise in your spending. You see, God has given you wisdom, knowledge, understanding. If you are aloof, you like to spend money wasted, you keep on buying and buying and buying and buying with credit card. Guess what? You're going to pay me interest, 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 interest. So I pray for financial abundance over your life. Somebody say, Father God, I pray for financial abundance over this person in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking Holy Spirit, let your glory flow. 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 Let your glory flow over this person, that there will be a door opening for a lot of money to come in by wisdom, by knowledge, by understanding, by career promotion, by career progression, by change of job, by creating his own business in the name of Jesus. Father, anybody here that need a job and a better job, I place him or her in your hands in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, lift your countenance, lift your mercy, lift your countenance. Lift your mercy over this person in the name of Jesus and pour your anointing over him or her. That today, Lord, that the one that needs financial blessings through job, career, business, buying and selling, I place him or her in your hands. And I'm asking Holy Spirit for your guidance in the name of Jesus. Stage 8, glory be to God. Let's go to stage 8 on the financial freedom system. You need passive income. You need passive income. You cannot only depend on your salary. It's not going to be enough to buy a house unless you're an executive director. If you're not an executive director, you will not be able to buy a house unless your wife dies and then you take the life insurance. What happens if your wife is praying hard that she doesn't die early? Father God, I pray my wife doesn't die early and I don't die early, so we don't count anybody's money. But I ask you for your supernatural wisdom, your supernatural anointing, for us to have passive income. What is passive income? Passive income is doing overtime away from your main job, having a little business on the side, frying fish and sell. You see, that is passive income from the salary. Buying and selling something on the internet, that is passive income in the name of Jesus. Awesome God, I give you praise. Awesome God, I give you glory. Awesome God, I give you honor. Yes, stage 9. Yes, stage 9, investment initiative. Ask God for wisdom to know how to save some money and use that money to do passive income business in the name of Jesus. Don't spend all the money on clothing. Save some of the money and ask God for wisdom to have an investment idea and be able to buy and sell something. That's the only way you're going to have a lot of money. The only way you're going to have a lot of money is to be a gold digger, marry the CEO, or create a business. The rest of them is no good. These are the legit. Glory be to God. You don't have a chance to win the lotto, so don't even count on that. In the name, and I'm not dying to give you my life insurance, so forget that one too. You see what I mean? So investment strategies come from wisdom from God. The Bible says it is I, the Lord, that give you power to create wealth. If you remember me, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to 10, stage 10. Financial independence. As you begin to follow these 10 steps of how to pursue it, now you will come into financial independence. So may the Lord bless and keep you safe. Let us pray. Father God, anyone that is listening to these 10 steps and willing to use it and take charge of it, I pray, Father, for wisdom, supernatural insight, understanding, a deep revelation of your power over this person. In the name of Jesus. Father, I glorify your name. I give you praise. Father, I glorify your name. I give you praise. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be exalted. Father, I lift these people in your hands. Those that showed up today, use them, O God, as example for them to get a lot and lot of financial blessings over their life in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord go with you. May the Lord go with you. May the Lord open the door and show you his way. Go on my YouTube channel and start listening to all of this again. And the Lord bless you. And don't forget to go to Prophet Charles or charlesguerra.com. I have a lot of materials there. Go and get some. All links is in the description in the name of Jesus. Not only that, I'm bringing a course on how to follow step by step to get what you want in life. Get yourself ready. It's not cheap, it's expensive, but start saving money and come and buy one, and God bless you. May the Lord go with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.